Amen. We're going to be in Matthew, if you want to turn in your book. Matthew chapter 1, verse 20 through 23. 20 through 23. Let's pray. Father, we thank you, Lord, for your word. Thank you for the season. We love you. We pray for our foreign missionaries right now, Lord. We join together. You said we're two or three gathered in your name. There you are in the midst of them. And we know you are here today, Lord. We know that you are Emmanuel, God with us. So, Father, we just pray in Jesus' name for our foreign missionaries. They're traveling around the world in dangerous, dangerous places. And I know since the beginning of time, there's always been dangerous places, but it just seems like things are getting worse toward the end of this age. So I pray for our foreign missionaries in Jesus' name. Thank you for our military guys. Pray for Ren. Keep them safe. But we do stop for a minute, Lord, and pray for our military men and women. It's all over the world also. Keeping us safe, protecting the homeland, and doing good about the world. So we don't ever want to forget them. Pray for this message, Lord. Pray for our whole Christmas season. I ask for your help and your guidance. Help me this morning in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. So Matthew chapter 1, verse 20 through 23. Let's read it. It says, "But after he had considered this, an angel of the Lord appeared to him in a dream and said, 'Joseph, son of David, do not be afraid to take Mary home as your wife, because what is conceived in her is from the Holy Spirit. She will give birth to a son, and you are to give him the name of Jesus, because he will save his people from their sins.' All this took place to fulfill what the Lord had said through the prophet." Verse 23, "The virgin will conceive and give birth to a son, and they will call him Emmanuel," which means God with us. Everybody say amen?
Amen.
Amen. So welcome to the first day of the Advent season, which really recognizes the coming of Jesus Christ. I'm going to give you a quote from a famous Lutheran pastor and theologian. His name is, excuse me if I mess this up, Dietrich Bonhoeffer. And he actually died in a Nazi concentration camp. And here's what he said, his quote about Advent. He said, "The celebration of Advent is possible only to those who are troubled in soul, who know themselves to be poor and imperfect, and who look forward to something greater to come." That's really powerful to me. You know, many Christians are unfamiliar with the liturgical process and the calendar of the year are sometimes unaware of the Advent. So I want to kind of focus on that this year. The Advent focuses on our expectations of the season. It's our expectations of the coming of Christ. Yes, his birth, but also his second coming. That's also part of Advent. The word Advent is derived from a Latin word, which means Advitus, Advitus. It's also, the Greek word of that is parousia. Parousia. I'm not trying to impress you with these words, but I think they have meaning. I know they have meaning. And parousia means second coming. So this whole thing about Advent and this celebration has everything to do with Christ coming as a baby and Christ coming when he cracks those clouds at the second coming, which we're all waiting for. Amen? I know I am. Now, this Advent celebration is not just, it's just more than what we see. It's more than what we do. The shadow, and it's funny because Angela's first song had mention of shadow, you know, the shadows. And immediately I bumped Lennon aside and I said, look at here, every time I get a message together, Angela and the praise and worship team are singing it most of the time. And I hardly ever tell you what song, right? I mean, every once in a while I will. But it is only in the shadow of Advent that the miracle of Christmas can be fully understood or appreciated. And really understanding what Advent means. Now listen closely to this. It is only in the light of Christmas and Easter that the Christian life even makes sense. It's really all about the birth of the Savior of the world and His death, burial, and resurrection. Everything is wrapped around that. Think about this. Faith, hope, and love is all wrapped up in the birth of Jesus and the anticipation, really, of the second coming, of the rapture. Everything is wrapped up in that. Faith, hope, and love. It was promised for Israel, and it's promised for us. That really sums up what Advent really means. Let us not forget this. I say this a lot, but please don't forget this. Without Christmas, there would be no Easter. Without Christmas, there would be no Easter. And like the song says, and most of us believe, Christmas is the most wonderful time of the year. For most people, it really is. Now, over the years, some folks in the church have adopted a few traditions. And I believe that some of these traditions are good. I believe the one that we're going to talk about today really keeps us focused, kind of like what David prayed this morning in the deacon's prayer. This tradition helps us stay focused for the reason, for the season. I think some of these are worthy to look at. As you see, there's an Advent wreath down here with four white candles. The Lutheran minister that was talking about first introduced this Advent little ceremony in Germany in 1839. He was working at a children's home, and he took a wagon wheel off a cart and decorated it really nice for these kids. He put like 20 red candles inside this and four white candles. And the kids loved it. It helped him teach the children about Jesus and his birth and his death, burial, and resurrection. They would light each red candle each day and they would light a white candle on Sunday morning. Eventually, the wreath became made with evergreens. And that would remind us of the everlasting life, even in the midst of winter and death. The circle reminds us of God's unending love and the eternal life that He offers through Christ. Now, Advent candles are often mixed in with the wreath. The white candles are what we're going to focus on today. Amen? A new candle is lit each Sunday morning. We're going to try to do that each Sunday until Christmas. I know we got the Christmas musical next week, but somehow we'll do that. Now, each candle represents hope, faith, joy, and peace. And there's also Advent readings that go along with this is a tradition that I think we should consider. They are themed scriptures and these readings each Sunday during Advent. Now there's 4 weeks of Advent and they're broken down into 4 themes. One is hope. This is our hope, our blessed hope, the promise of Christ coming. as he did in birth, but the hope and promise that he will come back for us again in the second coming. The second one is faith. And this is our faith where we're waiting. We're waiting on Christ. We believe in him. We believe what he said, that he was going to come back, that he went to prepare a place for us, and he was going to come back for us. So we place our faith completely and totally in that. The third candle is joy. And this is the joy that each Christian experiences when they become born again and they sell out to reading and studying God's word and praying and doing what God says do. From the time they're born until the time they die, it's that joy that surpasses all understanding. From their birth date to their death date, that little dash in between, that's where we experience that joy. We can as Christians. So that candle is joy. The fourth candle is love. It's the deep adoration. It's the deep love that we have for God because he first loved us. And he loved us so much that he sent his son to die on the cross. Amen? So it's this, that fourth candle is the love and the worship and the respect that we have for Christ, his birth, all the way up to his death, and then the resurrection. So these are the four Advent themes. So at this time, I'd like to call Charlotte and Greg up, if they don't mind. And Greg's going to read the first Advent scriptures to us, and then they're going to light the first candle of hope.
Welcome to the first day of Advent. The scripture readings for today are from Isaiah 9:2 and Isaiah 9:6 and 7. The people walking in the darkness have seen a great light. On those living in the land of deep darkness, a light has dawned. For to us a child is born, to us a son is given, and the government will be on his shoulders. And he will be called Wonderful Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father, Prince of Peace. Of the greatness of his government and peace there will be no end. He will reign on David's throne and over his kingdom, establishing and upholding it with justice and righteousness from that time on and forever. The zeal of the Lord Almighty will accomplish this.
Everybody said amen. Thank you guys. Did great. One of the beautiful things about celebrating Advent like this is that we get to involve other people in our services. So I'm really excited about that. I prayed and the Lord put them on my heart this week, and so I reached out to them and gave them a little heads up. But I am praying about someone else for next week. And so you may get a text or a call from me this week. Amen? Amen. The same can be said for our private family time. Traditions are good when they're to exalt Christ, right? And they're not exalting man, but they're exalting Christ and exalting his birth. So these family traditions, this Advent wreath and candle lighting is a great family tradition if you've never done that. Lynn and I have not, so we plan to start this year. We're going to include our grandchildren with the lighting of the Advent candles. We have 6 grandchildren, but 2 live in Canada. We can't even go there. But we have 4 here, so that's 4 nights. So we're going to include each one of the grandchildren, you know, to to come over and light the candle and make a little time for me to share about Jesus. And I think it'll be beautiful. Hopefully this will start a family tradition that will continue beyond our lifetime. It keeps us focused on the reason for the season. Amen. Now, earlier in this message, I mentioned that only in the shadow that the miracle of Christmas can be fully understood and fully appreciated. So my question is, do we really fully understand? Do we really fully appreciate the bigger meaning of Christmas? I know that some of us do. This is the birth of the Savior of the world. They called him Emmanuel, God with us. King David fully believed, and he knew that God was with him. And he knew a little something about shadows, too. Psalms 23:4, most of us have it memorized by heart. It says, "Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for you are with me. Your rod and your staff, they comfort me. For you are with me." He is Emmanuel. God is with us. Now, I've always loved that imagery that really says, with God by my side, everything that frightens me is just a shadow. Shadows don't have to be feared. I heard a story about a pastor whose wife died. And I don't know how he did it, but the pastor preached his wife's funeral. And in the funeral message, he mentioned the 23rd Psalm. Now, he had a couple of kids, and he had a daughter that was 12 years old. And they left the church and they were on the way to the gravesite. True story, his oldest daughter asked him, the pastor, says, "Daddy, what is the valley of the shadow of death that you mentioned in mommy's funeral?" He was trying to think on his feet, trying to give her a good answer. And about that time, a tractor trailer kind of passed them, you know. Four lane road. Tractor trailer passed them. And as the tractor trailer, as that big rig passed them, it caught the sun just right. And as they passed them, it caused a shadow to pass over their car. And instantly he said, "Thank you, Jesus." He said, "Sweetheart, would you rather get hit by that truck? Or would you rather get hit by its shadow?" She said, "The shadow." He said, "That's right, sweetheart." What King David meant was the Messiah would get hit by the truck of death, the truck of sin, so that the only thing left for us is just a shadow. When Jesus died on the cross, the truck, the impact of that, all the weight of all that, and the penalty of all the sins would go upon him. So everything left for us now is just a shadow. Amen. On that Christmas day, the Messiah came to eventually suffer the full weight of our sin and our brokenness and our rejections and our abandonments and even our death. He took the power of all that sin and death. And now, all that's left for us is just a shadow. See, I looked up the definition of shadow, and here it is. A shadow is the dark shape made when something blocks the light from a light source. You see, my friends, you can't see your shadow if you turn around and look at the light. And we all know the light of the world was born on that Christmas day. So I encourage you, when times get tough, turn around and look at Jesus. Look at Jesus. John 8:12, Jesus said to them, "I am the light of the world. Whoever follows me will not walk in darkness, but will have the light of life." See, guys, on that Christmas day, the Messiah was born of a virgin. He lived a sinless life. He died on the cross and arose from the grave on that Easter day. Amen? His name is Emmanuel. God is with us. He is with us. He is with you today. He is with Ren. He was with you. He said he'd never leave you and never forsake you. He is your Father. And he is a good, good Father. Merry Christmas. Let's close. Let's pray. Father, we thank you, Lord, for this wonderful, wonderful story. We thank you for the peace, the hope, love, the joy that this whole story gives us as children of God. Father, there's one here this morning that can't relate. If there's one here that's never been born again, has never accepted Christ as their Savior, maybe someone's listening on our website, on the internet, you've never experienced this born-again experience that we're talking about. You don't have this love and joy and peace, patience, goodness and faithfulness, and gentleness and self-control. You don't have any of these fruit. And you would like to. When we sing this song of invitation, if you come down and pray and give your life to Christ, I'd be glad to pray with you. In Jesus' name, amen.